Alright, well, my name is Joshua Sheff, and I've had a couple encounters through time. And there was this one incident there with me, my sister, my buddy, and her buddy. We were sitting down at the river in the cottage, and we were playing Forks and Spoons, a card game, right? And then as time went on, we stopped, then we got up, and then we looked out the window, and there's this ornament filled with lights on it, just hovering over top of the river. And the four of us, we lost our minds. We didn't know what to think, didn't know what to say, and then we panicked and went to try to find a camera. We all run to this drawer, try to get this camera, and as we all turned around, it was already gone. And it was only like a time span of a couple seconds, and a plane wouldn't have been able to just disappear. And the river itself was so narrow that a plane wouldn't have been able to face the way that was facing and just get away like that, you know? It's mindless. It's hard to describe, but, you know, what happens.
Yeah, the way I remember it, we were sitting at the table and we're playing the game, and here we are just playing, and then all of a sudden we all look up and there's this big window, and right in front there's like this circular with like red, green, yellow lights just kind of turning around, and we're like, what is that? Like, there's trees there, you know what I mean? Like, the way that they were in the trees, it was just unbelievable. So I was actually the one that actually grabbed the camera. I seen the camera, I had no idea what to do with it, but I grabbed it, I ran outside, and it was just gone. And all you can see in the sky is just this light that was from, it was so high that you see it there, then you see it like so far away, and there's like nothing left but just a little glare in the sky. Like, and that's it. And we just looked at each other, and we ran out, and we told our parents, and I was like, you guys are crazy, like that was an airplane. We're like, there's no way. Like, we all believed that it was a UFO, there was no way that was anything else.
Even to this day,
scary. Yeah, we still all talk about it this day. We're like, we're not crazy, right? That's what we always ask each other. We're not crazy. We've seen what we've seen. They're always like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane.
There was this other incident there. Me and my buddy, Gutty, we both decided to sleep on the trampoline one night. We were just laying there, staring at the stars. And then there's this one star, and we figured maybe it's a satellite. You know, same color as the star and everything. And it's just moving slowly but surely. And then it started turning, and then these two stars, same thing, pop up behind it, and they're chasing it, and they're doing all these ovals, all these turns around and all that, and then the one in the front just lit up the size of a quarter of this really bright light, and then a couple seconds went by, and then everything around us, like somebody took a picture, just lit up, and then it was gone. The one in the front was gone, the two in the back were gone, and a couple minutes later, a little up more, there was another little flash, but we didn't see anything going on with that, eh? Yeah, it was wild, like, wild. And then, this other time, it was a grad party. Me, Amy, Britt, and my girlfriend, Ash. We were just standing there, and all of us at the same time, like, holy cow, look at how bright that star is. And the next thing you know, it just slowly starts moving away, and it just fades to nothing. Complete darkness. Yeah, it was wild.
What was the year for that one? Or any of them? Like the 80s, 90s? Or?
Oh, no, no. The one laying on the trampoline probably happened, I imagine, 2006, 2007. And then the one there out in Timmins on top of the river must have been
2002, 2003.
Yeah, exactly. And then the incident there with the one I just explained with the, look how bright that star is, probably happened 3 years ago.
So 2009.
Other than that, when it comes to UFOs and all that, that's pretty much the only experiences that I've had for that I can remember.